Stories, History, Culture, Lost River. A radio project about the Boise Fort Band of Chippewa and their rich heritage.
Our house was, well, the one in Sugar Bush was one big room. And in the room was, well, the stove, and then the beds were on either side of the wall. Then the front of this was our kind of kitchen-like thing. I don't recall when they start making umbrellas, but there was a time when I would take a bath in just a little round tub, she hung like curtain material from the umbrella, you know, those little things that stick out. It's, you know, she had to be, she figured out a way to do anything.
She used her ingenuity and being real conservative and to make do with what very little that she had to provide for everybody. And like you said, with that bar soap, that lye, she knew how to mix it and make it just right for everything.
And we always had, like, we had the old cow. That was a miserable thing. I couldn't even go play outside because she'd come and she'd put her old head down and she'd, I don't know if she was playing or what, but she'd take and nudge me like that and knock me down.
Kind of a crabby old cow. Yeah. Kind of mean.
Yeah.
Like a bully almost.
Just one cow we had, and boy, she would come over and, you know, I suppose maybe I was company for her or what, I don't know. And of course, we all had to shake the old jar to make butter.
How was that process? How would you describe, like, how you did that?
She just took all the cream, kind of sits there, and all of a sudden it goes to the top, and then she'd scrape that all off and put it in a jar. And we'd sit and shake it, and pretty soon, eventually, a little ball in there would be, and just nothing but a ball. Okay. Tomorrow morning we're going to have pancakes, so she'd take that little jar off the windowsill and pour that, almost all of that, not all of it, but almost all of that in with the flour and the water, and mix that all up, and before she start the pancakes, she'd fill this jar up again and set it back. So we always had a leavening. Any time of day we could have sourdough pancakes. She'd flip them over, and we always had wood stove. There was no propane or anything at that time. Mm-hmm. And great big griddle on that wood stove, she'd have all them little pancakes. Or the deer meat she would can. Those you just open up and heat it up and add that with your sourdough pancakes, and was that ever good? And all of this stuff is no. What do you call that? Preservative.
So, I would imagine, you know, with no preservatives and all the chemicals they put into like today's foods, that they probably tasted a lot better.
Yes, it did. It does. You know, it does taste a lot better.
More healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. People didn't have to depend on all the stuff that people do now in this modern age, that they were self-sufficient back then. Mm-hmm. And so at a certain point in time, people became dependent on the grocery store or Walmart or these foods that are already prepared and stuff. Is that what you're trying to say?
That's exactly what I was thinking about.
Lost River is a production of the Net Lake Radio Project and is brought to you by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.